Hi, friends. This is The Path to Joy, and I'm your host, Melissa Bloom. So as I write this, I just wrapped up my twins' B'nai Mitzvah. You use B'nai instead of bar when there are two, so it's the plural. And I can't believe it's over. I guess this is just how life is. It's like Thanksgiving dinner, right? With Thanksgiving, you plan and prep, shop, cook for days, put out the good stuff, tablecloths, nice dishes, drinkware, create an oven schedule so everything gets heated. And then you sit down and the meal is over in what? An hour at most? Well, I had the same experience with this B'nai Mitzvah. So much planning. The twins prepped for this for 5 years. I organized, ordered, baked and baked, found clothes for everyone, which is no easy task. I even made centerpieces with my mom and my mother-in-law. And then the day arrived. The morning was a flurry of activity, getting ties tied, making sure we had all of our folders and readings. I had a printed checklist so I wouldn't forget anything. We got to the temple early to take photos and do a bit of service blocking, the way you would prep for a show. And as this was our rabbi's first day back from sabbatical, we really needed the service blocking. And then 15 minutes before the service was due to begin, our rabbi brought the five of us into a conference room with the cantor to regroup, to pause, to take a breath, to appreciate all the work that had led to this moment, to give me and Andy a chance to tell the twins in this quiet moment without so many eyes what we love about them and what this service and the effort and work that went into it means to us. And that little powwow set the stage for probably one of the best days of my life. It was magical. It was like a unicorn. All the people we love were there. We could feel my dad's presence there too. There was so much warmth and love. I'm surprised there weren't heart emojis floating around. I think I had this absurd open mouth awe expression on my face for a good part of 2 hours. And I won't bore you with every detail, but at one point the rabbi took a quiet moment with the twins and Andy and I on the bima. And the bima is kind of a stage in a church or a place of worship, and it's in front of the ark, which has the Torah. And this was towards the end of the service. There's a stained glass pendant lamp that hangs over that area, over the bima. And when you sit out in the seats of the congregation and you watch the service, the light is amber. But when you get right underneath it and you look up, it's blue. And the rabbi pointed this out to the twins, and she said, "What something looks like from the outside is not always what it looks or feels like once you're inside of it." She was far more eloquent. Leading the service seems so scary and daunting, but once the boys were in it, inside of it, it was different. Her point being, sometimes we just have to be brave and take the leap, step in, try, be inside the thing. Because what we expect and the actual experience can be quite different. And our rabbi is incredible. There were so many other beautiful moments. Even a little Bob Marley was played at my request. And then it was over, and we went to a luncheon with everyone afterwards, which was lovely. My face hurt from smiling so much. I was so tired by Saturday evening, I was in bed before 9. And we had some folks over for brunch on Sunday, so there was still this celebratory air. And now it's Monday. And I know it's natural to feel a bit hollow. I normally love Mondays. I love getting back to my clients and having some quiet time when the boys are at school. But today, I feel kind of like someone sucked the air out of my balloon. It's a bit of a letdown after all the energy and the excitement of the last couple months. The cortisol and the dopamine were just flying high for a while. But here's the thing. I don't want today to almost live in the shadows of the event. I want to appreciate and enjoy today too. Today, with a quieter house and a bit more calm, today is sacred too. I want to enjoy and absorb the ebb and the flow. So I'm going to soak in today and appreciate the quiet and the calm, the routine, because as you know, friends, I don't want to miss a moment. Joy truly is a practice, and it's not always the first thing you feel when you wake up and get out of bed. It's a daily practice. So if you could use some help with the practice piece, how to anchor your mind when it feels like it's churning a million miles an hour, I would check out Joy School. The link is in the show notes. With Joy School, you'll receive short video lessons from me with a very specific assignment. And don't worry, it's not real school. If you don't do it, you can't get in trouble. Most of Joy School is go at your own pace, but there's a live component too. So check it out. It really is a wonderful tool to help you consistently practice joy every day. Thank you to my editor, Ben Kish, and thanks so much for listening, friends. Join me again every Tuesday and Thursday on your favorite podcast app for more episodes of The Path to Joy. Enjoy the journey.